the slow pitch down the middle.
Here's an interview-specific sales technique I like to call the slow pitch right down the middle. When you're doing your research the night before, look for the good news happening at the company. What's happening that someone who works there would be proud of? For example, suppose you see that the company's sales revenues have grown by more than 20% over the last 2 years. Well, that's good news. So now, having that information, when you interview with them, you can ask them,
I've noticed the tremendous growth you've had in sales revenues over the last 2 years. Where's it coming from? Did you bring in a new sales team, or what's happening to cause that?
The fact that they've brought you in for an interview says that they already have at least some degree of interest in you, and they're also hoping that you already have some degree of interest in them, too. So when you lob a softball pitch like this to them right over the plate, it's going to be irresistible to them. Even if they weren't intending on doing it, they're going to feel compelled to start sharing the great news with you about the company and why they love it there. In other words, they're going to start selling you on the company. Now, I can hear your questions already. Why do I want them to start selling me on the company? I'm already interviewing there, so I'm obviously interested. Well, let's think about this situation for a minute. The psychological foundation of this scenario, of one person trying to sell another person on something, anything, means that the person who's doing the selling is trying to use their own persuasive skills to achieve a specific result, which is the interest in whatever it is that they're trying to sell. And in this case, they're trying to create your interest in the opportunity. So now you have a choice. You can either reject them and make them feel terrible about their personal convictions on why they like it there, or you can start buying into what they're selling. You know, by showing genuine interest in the company and becoming more interested in the opportunity based on what they're telling you, you're going to give them that feeling of success that they've been seeking. And then they're going to feel good about themselves for being able to sell you on the opportunity, which is in turn going to make them feel good about the conversation that they're having with you. They're going to enjoy the meeting that they're having with you. And that's going to add to the likable impression that you leave them with and that positive gut feeling that they're going to have about you.
I'm not sure what it was about her, but I liked her. I think she could do well here.
Now, this whole situation that you're in, the positive conversation where you're buying into what they're selling, making them feel good about you and positively affecting the gut feeling that they have about you, all of this has happened because you came prepared with this slow pitch right down the middle question from your research the night before. Now, is this going to land you the job? By itself? No. The interviewer is not going to sit there and say, oh, I see what you did there. You got me selling you on the company, and then you started buying into, you know what, here's an offer. No, obviously that's not going to happen. It's just one tool that you can pull from your tool belt to add to the experience you give to the employer during your interview. When you use enough of these tools, that's when you can start seeing the results from building successful interviews.